This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hello. Okay, so excited to chat about this topic. I think this, you know, the topic of can you do it all? How do you do it all? Has been a hot topic for decades. I think as soon as women started working and having careers and starting businesses and just kind of getting into this world of wanting more, you know, there's also this big health push where if you really think about it, like in the 80s, no one really cared. In the 90s, no one really cared. So now we're in this world where women in particular, but men also, we're trying to, you know, quote unquote, balance it all. And I usually hate that term, you know, balance. Like, what does that actually mean? But I think the reality is that we all want it all. Like, I'll use myself as the example. I want motherhood, marriage, business, owning a business. I love doing this podcast. I want my health and I want to take care of my body. I want to have my friendships. I want to really do whatever I want to do. And I don't want to ever feel like I can't do it all. And so this topic for me is highly important for overall happiness and really even just content in life. I think a lot of people that walk around unhappy or maybe even happy, but they know they could have more out of life, if that makes sense. It all comes down to the fact that they do want it all, but they can't figure out how. And so that's what this episode is about. And let me start by saying two things. One, it's not easy. Anyone that tells you it's easy is a liar. And two, in order to do these steps, you first need to know what it is that you want and what makes your life doing it all. Because it's different for each of us. It also changes by the season of life you're in. You know, for me, doing it all a decade ago was very different than today, right? A decade ago, I had little kids. My youngest wasn't even born yet. It was a different world. And now I'm in a different world again, where my kids are school aged. One of them is a teenager. It changes things. So this is why I'm such a big advocate of like brainstorming and staying in tune with what you want and setting goals. And this is why I like to do New Year's resolutions and then do a half year check-in, because things are always changing. And if you don't stay on top of what it is that you really want, you're kind of just going through life with no direction. And there's zero chance that you're going to get it all and do it all if you don't even know where you're going. And so it can be a difficult thing to analyze your life, because a lot of times you're going down one path and all of a sudden you realize, I don't actually want that anymore. And it can feel like a waste of time, or it could feel like you're an idiot. Why did I do that? But that's the nature of life. We're going to change paths. I had one of the Lemon girls ask me, what am I going to do when I retire with Lemon? And my first thought was, who said I'm going to do Lemon when I retire? Right? And yes, I have put 7 years into this business and I love my business and I am still doing my business and I have no plans of stopping my business ever. But also this notion that I'm going to be running the same business at 60, 70, whatever age I retire is crazy. I'm 38, right? So it's okay to come to the conclusion that life has chapters and decades and moments, and we are grateful for them and we love them, and maybe we even make mistakes, but we change our path and we move on, right? I mean, think about the workouts you were doing a decade ago. I probably, if I had to guess, you're not doing those workouts anymore, or you're doing a variation of that workout, or you're doing a different mix of that work, right? So it's like, we're always changing. We're changing as people, we're changing what we want, life is changing, the people around us are changing, and our wants and needs adapt to that, and it changes the path of where we're going. So step one is really honing in on what it means to have it all. And I am a huge advocate of dream big. Because what's the worst that's gonna happen? You're gonna dream big, you're gonna plug in a bunch of stuff that you want, and let's say you don't get 100% of that. Let's say you get 75% of that. Would that make you happy? Yeah. If you put down everything that you want out of life and you get 75% of that, I would say you're doing pretty good. If you're dreaming big and you're getting 75%, great. But if you're making yourself small, you're making your dreams small, and you're settling in your own daydream, in your own manifesting, then you're never gonna get to a place of pure happiness, right? So don't, you know, be a little ridiculous with it. You know, be a little like if someone saw my list, they would laugh at me. Like, be a little like that, because I promise you, it's not as far reached as you think it is. And the more that you can be honest with yourself and say, these are the things I actually want, this would make me really happy, this is what interests me, and then you go after it and you manifest it, you're gonna wake up with more passion. I mean, that's really what this boils down to. When people say, I want it all, they're saying, I wanna wake up in the morning with excitement. I wanna go to bed at night with excitement. And, you know, think about like when you're leaving early for a trip. You know, let's say you're going to Bali for a week. You get up at 4 a.m., you are energized. You might, you know, it's early, you're exhausted, but you're energized. You're like, yes, we're going to Bali. You jump in the shower, you throw on your clothes, you're excited to go, you're just pumped. That, you don't want to only have those moments here and there. And I'm not saying every day is going to be a trip to Bali, but you should have a level of passion in your life every single day, that you do have an excitement to wake up and you do have an excitement to go to bed for the next day. If you are finding yourself feeling robotic or even slightly depressed or just in this world of like, I'm doing life, but I don't even know where I'm going, I'm just doing life, then that's when we really need to look at this. So first step after you, well, no, the first step is what I just said. Figure out what it is you really want. Let's just keep that as a step, because if we skip that, we look over that. And let me add one more thing. When you look at what it is you really want, typically the person that skips that step is someone like myself, where I do set goals and I do crush goals and I'm super dialed in and I love manifesting and I think all the things work and I go for it. But what happens with someone like me is I get into kind of this robotic state year after year where I just build on the last goal and I build on the last one and I build on the last one. And I don't actually take time to look back and go, is this still what I want? Is this still the goal? Is this still giving me that satisfaction, that joy, that happiness, that passion? that's where we can get in trouble. So more than anything, if you've been super driven and you've been pushing yourself for years, that step is actually even more important for you. Now, after that, my main thing I'll say to you is you have to plan your days. There's zero chance that you are going to do it all and get it all in return if you don't plan your days. And people have a love-hate relationship with planning their days. Some people love it, some people don't love it, some people are very neutral to it. But I guarantee that you will never get full success out of your life if you don't plan your days. This notion of like, I'm just gonna go with it and whatever gets done, and I have my to-do list and I'll knock off whatever I can. It doesn't work, you guys. Especially the more and more you get closer to doing all the things you want to do, you're gonna need that stability. You're gonna need that structure. Episode 2 of this podcast literally is all about time management, planning your days, pen to paper, because I like to write my days out on paper. And I would do hourly, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever works for you. And it could be different depending on the task of the day. But you are to plan your day from morning to night, not just your work day, morning to night. And you are to plug in all the important stuff. You're going to plan in the things you have to do. You're going to plan in everything from fun, relaxation, self-care. Everything is going to go into your days. And what I do, if you go listen to episode 2, is I plan the night before for the next day. I do it so I obviously know what I'm doing. It helps me sleep because I can take all the anxiety of the next day off my brain. And I can also communicate with the important people in my life. So I can tell my husband, hey, I got to be at Lemon from 2 to 3:30 tomorrow, just FYI. Can you pick up the kids? They have a sports game. Or I could tell the Lemon Girl something if I need to. Or maybe I have a window to do lunch and I could hit up one of my friends and say, hey, this is random, but do you have time to get lunch tomorrow? I have time at 12:30 for like an hour and I'm already going to be, in the area or whatever. But it allows me to have that communication so I'm not running around with my head cut off the next day, trying to get people to know what's happening and fall in line, especially when you're a boss, you guys. Like, I can't do that to my Lemon Girls, right? So I just need things to be smooth and dialed in. And but I think that's important in life in general. Like, I'll even tell my kids, like, hey, this is the plan for tomorrow. And kids operate so much better with a schedule and with a plan. But here's the reality, we all do. We all do better with a schedule and knowing what's coming next. So do yourself a favor and do that step if you don't already. I also put some great tips in there where you can highlight and have different colors for different things. So maybe work things are blue and things with the kids are red and maybe things for yourself are yellow. And then as you go through your days and your weeks, you can visually see color-wise, oh, I'm not really doing any self-care. Like, where's the self-care? And you can start being more mindful of those sorts of things. That's so crucial to getting it all, to doing it all. You will never get to a place where you can look at someone and honestly say, yeah, I'm doing all these things and I'm thriving and I'm not stressed out. Without planning your days, you just can't. The other thing I'll say is plan around your cycle. So, in the last year, I would say, I've started to learn more about a woman's cycle. And I guess this piece is obviously for women, but I also think it's important for men to understand this, especially if you're married or you have daughters or you have sisters or you have mom. Like, women in your life operate off their cycle. We like to pretend like we don't, but we do. And I'm not saying that the world stops because I'm on my period or changes because I'm ovulating, but you can be mindful about how you plan things depending on where you're at in your cycle. So, for example, they say that doing a presentation or you know, being in a speaking environment or doing a photo shoot or being on video during your period, it's just harder. It's just harder. You're not fully there. You got a little bit of a fog going on. So you might not be as quick on your toes as you would like to be. Women are naturally more attractive during ovulation. Obviously, that makes a lot of sense because that's when you're making a baby. And that attractiveness changes on your period. So if I was to plan photos, I would ideally want it closer to my ovulation. I'll just feel better about myself and, you know, let's just follow the science. You know, it also scientifically, women are meant to eat more calories, you know, the week or so leading up to their period versus after your period. When you're going towards ovulation, you need a lot less calories. So that can also change how you plan things. Right? If I'm going to do a fun pizza night, I might plan it like 2 days before my period starts with my kids. Why not? I already know I'm going to be craving it and wanting something warm and wanting something more hearty instead of doing it after my period leading towards ovulation where I want like a smoothie and a salad. So just understanding your cycle and following your cycle can really change how you plan things and let you be more successful in your day-to-day planning and getting everything that you want. I also think that every person is different, so you need to analyze your own body and your own cycles and just take notes. You could literally, like I have like a period app on my phone. It was, you know, a free app. I think it's literally called period app. And I plug in when my period starts and ends. And if I need to, I can also add notes. So you could put like, you know, I feel super tired the day before my period starts. And you can start tracking that. And then you notice it's a pattern. And then you could go, okay, now I know. Now I know this is how my body works. I'm super tired the day before my period. I personally, I'll get fatigued, but I also get a burst of energy right before my period starts. So I might do like a really good workout. And then later that night or the next day, I start my period. And like things like that are so important to know, where I know as soon as my period starts, day one through three, my workout is garbage. Like it's gonna be a walk, it's gonna be light yoga, stretching. I definitely don't wanna do any abs. So it's just being mindful of what it means. And then I also think you could be more effective. So let's say you're on a fitness journey and you know you can alter your workouts to your cycle. You can alter how you eat to your cycle, how you sleep to your cycle. You can make decisions like, okay, this is my goal right now. My big goal is my health journey. And I going off my cycle, I know X, Y, and Z, and I'm gonna, you know, do certain things to make this a priority. So it's just such a powerful tool for women. And I think for decades, we've all been kind of ignoring it. I also think my generation, you know, we were very much like the birth control generation where everyone just went on birth control. No one asked questions. No one thought about side effects. No one thought about long-term effects. And when you're on birth control, you're not getting a real period. You're not ovulating. And you never got to learn your body. So hopefully, most people are not on birth control anymore and you're able to really learn your body and learn your hormones. And it can also be a powerful tool in noticing issues where maybe you do need to get your hormones checked. And we did a beautiful episode on hormones a couple months ago. And so if you haven't listened to that one, that's a really good one too. But that could be a big part of what's holding you back. So let's not ignore these signs. The next thing I would say that really helps you do it all and get it all is how to build healthy habits. I think a lot of the times we want certain things, right? So you might say, I want an amazing early morning workout routine, or I really want to start making fresh pasta. Or I really want to write this book, or whatever, right? Fill in the blank. What you need to do is take current habits and add another habit on top of a habit that you're already doing. So for example, let's say every morning you make the bed, but you're really bad at taking your vitamins. Well, let's start putting two habits together. So you know you already make the bed every day. As soon as you make the bed, the new habit is to follow. You are gonna go take your vitamins, or do it the other way around. Like, I'm not gonna make my bed until I take my vitamins, and then I'm gonna go make the bed. Whatever it is, attach it to something that you already do. And then a lot of this also comes back to that time management. So if you, for example, you're really bad at flossing, but you know you're gonna brush your teeth, you could say, okay, at nighttime, I'm brushing my teeth when I'm exhausted and I'm about to fall asleep. Well, let's move up the teeth brushing an hour so that you can floss, brush, you know, do all the things you wanna do in addition to brushing your teeth. So again, that comes back to planning. Another great example of that is when I added in my early morning workout routine a year and a half ago. Obviously, I had to wake up earlier because I had to have the time to actually work out before I took my vitamins, made the bed, showered, got ready for the day. So I planned it. I went, okay, I need this much time to throw on my workout clothes and brush my teeth. I need this much time to work out. And then I can go into my other, you know, morning stuff that I normally do. And then I need the time to be with my kids before they get on the school bus, for example, right? So that, you know, time management, that planning of the day, and then adding a habit onto another one. So now this morning workout is just a habit. It's just my life. It's just what I do. You don't even need to ask, hey, are you going to work out tomorrow morning? Because I automatically do every single day. The workout might change. You know, like for example, I just started my period yesterday and my workout was like light yoga, a lot of stretching, and like a little bit of like calves and arms or something. You know, like it was just very minimal. It was slow movements. It was listening to my body. And that's very different than like my workout will probably be in like 3 days, right? But the routine of me getting up and working out is constant, unless I'm getting like an early flight or I have a really early plans where I can't work out. Other than that, I'm in the gym working out, or I'm taking a workout class. Now, I want to add to that, like let's say I want 10 minutes in the morning where I can just sit, relax with my hot cup of tea and just breathe and be in the moment before my kids wake up, then I need a plan for that. And I need to then attach it to something I already do. So I already wake up and work out and make the bed and do my vitamins and take a shower and get ready. So maybe I plug it in after that. Maybe after I shower, get ready, I need the extra 10 minutes to sit down and enjoy my cup of tea, right? So that's how you build. And it's slow, you guys. Like when I started the early morning workout routine, it was really hard at first. Like when I hit the 1 year mark, I was so proud of myself. And now a year and a half later, I'm like, eh, it's just like my life. So that's how you are able to do it all, is you just start to attach things that matter to you to something that else that you already do that matters to you, and you just keep building. And then at some point you look around in your life and you go, oh, everything I do matters to me. Everything I do is important, and it all makes sense. It all has a rhythm. It all has a routine. And you can remove that from your brain too. I mean, another thing that people don't think about is that if you want to do it all, you also have to remove a lot of decision making. So something like make the bed, take my vitamins, I don't want to think about that. That's not something to dwell on. You know, I don't want to look at the bed at 10 a.m. and go, oh, I wish I would have made it when I first woke up. I just want it done. So you want to remove the small decision making so that you have room to make big decisions. So you have the room to enjoy life. I think a lot of times when people think about, you know, planning or habits or schedules or looking at your cycle or all these things, they feel like it's so rigid. Like, oh, I just want to like live life. Like that's just so much. And it's like, no, if you do these things, you actually can live your life. You actually get the freedom to relax. You get the freedom to have your brain not think. Like, what a concept, right? Where, like, you've already made time for big decisions. The little stuff is already part of your day, and you can just enjoy life. But that's because you put in the legwork to get there, right? It's kind of like me and my friend Ashley are going to New York, and we're literally going to be there for 2 days, one night. And we're planning it. We're planning pretty much hour by hour what we're going to do. Not because, you know, we can't just like relax and have fun in New York, but we're doing it so that we can do everything we want to do in New York and relax while we're there, instead of like, oh my gosh, we only have 2 days. How much can we accomplish? It's not enough time. And then we're like bopping around New York, not knowing where we're going or what our plan is. And we're wasting time getting from place to place, right? Because we're mapping our trip, we're able to hit each location and do all the things we want to do in that location before we go to the next. And we're able to have reservations, we're able to buy tickets, we're able to do all these things so that once we get there, we can actually just relax, have fun, follow the schedule. That's your life, you guys. Like, yes, the, you know, 36 hours in New York is an extreme example maybe, but not really. Every day of your life should be just as important. Like, you don't want to waste time stressing about something that you could have eliminated that stress by planning better, right? I also hate being late places, so I think that's part of it. But like, think about like the stress you feel when you're late to something and you're like, oh my gosh, I needed to be there 5 minutes ago, I'm late. That kind of stuff. Like, you shouldn't feel any of that, you know? You should be, and like, listen, you could plan everything and like things go sideways, but like 90% of the time when you plan, it goes as planned. So let's stay in that 90% instead of worrying about the possibility of 10% where, oh, I'm going to plan my day and then my kid's going to get sick and I'm going to have to pick them up from school and it's going to ruin my day. Yeah, but that doesn't happen every day, you know? The other thing I'll say is do things that can reduce your anxiety. I think anxiety, being anxious, can be so crippling, and it can really, you know, take away from your ability to not only enjoy life, but to be productive. So whatever that looks like for you, you know, it's different for every person. But like, for example, if you're drinking wine every night and you do enjoy like, oh, I'm, you know, getting a little buzz from this wine and it relaxes me a little bit, but you know that it's really not doing you any good health-wise, or it's not really helping your mind the way it should, or you think it should, and you know that you feel crummy the next day, that you got more inflammation in your body, or more brain fog, or whatever. Eliminate it. And it's hard, right? Like, it's hard to like have these conclusions with ourselves because it's something that we maybe enjoy, or we've been doing for a long time. So I mean, it's really like the opposite of like a habit on top of a habit. It's removing a habit. So like, maybe it's just your habit to pour yourself a glass of wine as soon as the kids go to bed. And it's gonna be hard to break that, but like, maybe we can replace it with something healthy. Maybe when the kids go to bed, you do a gratitude journal, and then, you know, you and your husband lay down and watch a movie. Maybe when the kids go to bed, you are having a snack. It doesn't have to be the healthiest snack, but maybe not horrible. But it's just anything, right, that can kind of get you to remove the thing that's not helping your anxiety. And that's, again, that's different for everyone, and everyone has a different, you know, this is why you don't do things when you're on your period. I'm like, what's the word I'm trying to say? I swear I'm smart. But yeah, I mean, it's like reducing your anxiety is different for every person. Every person's anxiety is different, but I think we live in such an anxious world now that things like social media and the news and our society just doesn't help. It just doesn't. But we can't eliminate a lot of that stuff. Like, I have to use social media for my business, and I'm on it probably way too much. But I can counteract that with other healthy things that can remove anxiety from my life. So that's what I mean, right? But, you know, this is it. If you can do these steps, I guarantee you can do it all without losing your mind, without burnout, without, you know, feeling like you're running yourself ragged, right? Like, but just because these steps sound simple doesn't mean that they are. You know, it takes time. You know, it takes time to build habits. It takes time to plan your days properly. You might plan your days for 3 weeks and do a horrible job, and that's okay, right? You're gonna learn, you're gonna adjust, you're gonna change. And you have to give yourself that grace that it's not gonna be perfect. But I promise you, one day you're gonna wake up and this becomes your norm. Just like a year and a half ago, I started the early morning workouts, and it seemed so daunting to work out every single morning. And now I'm just like, well, it's my life. You know, like, it might be a 15-minute workout, it might be an hour and a half workout, but the point is that I'm doing it every single day without fail. And it feels good. It just makes me want to add more good things to my routine. And honestly, the other thing to remember is, like, the more good we add to our routines, the more the bad stuff kind of naturally falls away. You know, like, because I wake up early and I work out every day, I'm more mindful about what time I go to sleep. I'm more mindful about having a good evening routine because I know that when I wake up in the morning, I have what I need to do. I know that when I wake up in the morning, I want the kitchen to be clean. I know when I wake up in the morning, I don't want to be exhausted. I don't want to only have slept, you know, 6-7 hours. I want the full 8 hours. You know, I know that if I get the laundry done and put it away, it'll make morning easier for the kids to get dressed. Or, you know, it's like that kind of stuff. So a lot of it automatically, you know, trickles down into other things, and you'll be shocked how much you can do and enjoy in life when you have some of this structure in place. So that's it. That's how you do it all. And I get this question a lot, you know, with owning a business and kids and all the things. I get this question a lot where people are like, how do you do it without losing your mind? And, you know, I couldn't really put it into words years ago. You know, I do think, like, I made some serious mistakes when the kids were young and I had started Lemon. And it what happened was I turned into burnout. And then when COVID happened, I was spread so thin. I was spread so thin, you guys, that it was the biggest shock of my life. So, I can tell you from trial and error and making my own mistakes that these steps actually do work long term. It's not a short term fix. It's not a, you know, I'm gonna feel good this week. It is a lifestyle, 1000%. And I know people love to say that when it comes to eating healthy and working out, but lifestyle is everything. You know, it's your mindset. It's just being able to wake up excited for the day. Like, I feel like all of us, that's what we really want. We all want to wake up excited for the day. And the only thing you can control is yourself and what you do and how you feel. And other people can only control themselves too, right? So I'm excited to share these tips. I hope that this helps. And, you know, if we can do a part two with more details you guys want, let me know. Like, reach out on Instagram, Nashville_vibing is the main one I just used for this podcast and everything. And I love when you guys give me feedback because then I know we're on the right path. I mean, typically I can tell from the views or the listens, I should say, the listens on the podcast. But I'll never know if people like really want more. Do you know what I mean? So give me your feedback and, you know, go get it all, because you can, and you only Live once, guys.